5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
When you get a bit older, you get a bit sloppier.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Wait for yourself.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
It's actually astounding that Bill and I are the same age. Bill looks a good 15 years older than
no.
me. I'll tell you what we've got coming up Friday. How quick do Fridays come round, by the way? Brag Artist,
yes.
Shortly. And then back our Xavier Ellis.
Yes.
Idiot Song.
Yes.
And Maddie's been hard at work in the booth. I love that. And then, a joke that's got a bit of fruit attached to it. And I would be listening at about 5.50.
No.
Because this one, we just got to see if it gets allowed.
Exactly.
We had to pre-record it. So fruity was it. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jim. 3 from 4, 2 so far this week. So look out. It's a
that's
beauty.
That's only according to your mumps, mate.
Now, Jim, mumps, that's you. Right?
Yes.
DMs and texts last night, they just kept coming through. You didn't see Tommy Lee, did you, last night on the socials?
No, I didn't. I had it forwarded to me today by some of the girls in the office, and my goodness.
Wow. Good on you, Tom. That's all I can say. Hello, Raps.
Gilbert high inside 50. Schneider at the back. Oh. A big fly. Here he goes.
Dead.
Tim Brady. Runs in.
Get out of here,
full eating of the carcass from the Tim Brady mill. That's what we're here to do. A little champ hits the scoreboard. Had to regurgitate some and do some more chewing. Bill.
Jim.
A lot of that was coming from behind.
No, that's you.
Yes, mischievous Jim. Acts behind
no.
me.
No. What's your man that gets in at the airport and gets in a cab from overseas?
Oh, Quentin. Quentin from Canada.
So if he's listening to that, what is he saying?
Well, Bill,
what's going on
as
here?
I say, I'm just trying to call the game and behind, especially Spud, as soon as Tip Rat got anywhere near it, used to go bananas.
It was a good call. Well done. And good luck. We haven't seen or heard from the Tip Rat for a while, so good luck to him. Righto, Rabs, here we go.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Can't believe I'm about to say this, Jim. Patrick Cripps is free to play this weekend.
Oh, no.
Five-hour hearing, Jim. You know what annoys me about all this? It's a worry, Jim, when the legal eagles and their jargon are starting to win footy battles. QC talk is not on in our game, Jim. Stay in your bloody court with your stupid wigs and your gowns and your Hansard or whatever you got. Don't come into our game and start winning battles and all of a sudden a bloke plays after being outed twice.
I'm with you. I think it's a worrying precedent, and I think in the off-season the AFL have just got to come in and stamp it out and go, listen, whatever we decide goes. It's an Indigenous game. It's not played in bloody Scotland or anywhere else. It's an Australian game. We run it, and if we make a decision on a player, that's it.
Yes. Apparently they argued, Jim, it wasn't a bump. It was a collision.
Well, Bill, how can you have, firstly, the MRO and then the tribunal say that it was what it was?
Yeah.
And that's the AFL twice saying, no, we're of the opinion.
Mm.
And then suddenly you go to lawyers who say, well, clearly both eyes were on the ball.
Yes, exactly.
So how does that work?
No.
After two lots of people have already said it wasn't the case, you know, that's my concern. And some people have turned around and said, well, why didn't the AFL appeal? And what were they going to do? Appeal the appeal of the appeal.
That's right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous.
It's a big, big, big.
I love Paddy Cripps. So do you.
No,
so
exactly.
This is not about him.
No.
But the process is a dog's breakfast.
Exactly. And that's the problem. The appeals process needs more clarity. And I asked Michael Voss about this. I said, Vossy, it needs more clarity, eh?
Oh, well, I hope it gives actually more clarity in some ways. I mean, we always felt like, you know, as a player, you have an ability to be able to contest the ball. And we sort of felt like that at the start. That was certainly the initial feel that we had. We obviously left a little bit disappointed with the outcome of the tribunal at the time. But, you know, we followed through the appeals process and we've got the outcome we're after.
So well done. What was interesting, Jim, before the appeal obviously only happened last night, Carlton had dropped Dow and Setterfield, who were going to play probably in the middle. So did they know something?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I remember back in the day, Jack Siebel, you may remember this, got 4 weeks for almost the exact same thing. Mm. And we contested at North the fact that he was contesting the ball. 4 weeks.
Should have appealed the appeal.
We should have had an appeal, then appealed the appeal.
Essendon's Devon Smith has retired from AFL footy, Jim. He's only 29.
Dev, we've known him for a long time, exactly. Dev. Good boy.
Oh, he's just had too many injuries. Only played 8 games this year. 109 games at the Giants, 73 at Essendon. Won the best and fairest at Essendon his first year. So, but it just he couldn't do what he wanted to do out in the field. So all the best to Dev. Good little fella.
What's he going to do? Lara, or where does he come from down there?
He's from Lara, yeah. Don't know if he'll go back there. He'll probably stay in Melbourne. I don't know what he'll do, Dev.
Righto.
David Koch has confirmed on his regular TV spot on Channel 7 Adelaide, Jim, that coach Ken Hinckley will see out his contract next year, which I think Ken always thought that. But here's Koshy maybe just backpedalling a little bit.
As the club has maintained all year, Ken Hinckley is contracted and will be our coach in 2023. We believe Ken gives us the best chance of successfully rebounding next season, of successfully attracting new talent and football department resources to make us better.
Hmm, interesting. What would I'd put with that? A bit of audio. Bit of beep, beep, reversing there, Jim, after what he said during the week. Oh, Koshy. Melbourne Storm beat the Panthers last night, 16-0. Panthers, top of the ladder, flying.
Yes.
They've got some injuries, but so have Storm, Jimmy.
You sure?
Yeah. Yes, very good win, especially at the Panthers Stadium. I think they've only lost one at about 26. Great win. At halftime, Jim, it was 16-0, and they won 16-0. So great work. Their back line was unbelievable. But this is our man, Brandon Smith, Hectic Cheese.
Old Hectic.
He's talking about Cam Munster, who was very good again. He's never listened to him after the game talking about Cam.
What about Munster? He plays at the back, try-saving tackles, one-on-one steals. Great with the boot. Seems he can do it all.
Yeah, and he's as thick as pig. Yes. Mate, he's the dumbest bloke in the world, but when he gets on his field, he's a genius. It's outstanding.
That's coming from Hectic.
Oh, exactly.
Hey, well done, Cricket Australia. The Aussie men have donated their prize money that they won in Sri Lanka to support children and families impacted by the nation's worst economic crisis in decades. UNICEF, which you can donate to. So well done to the Aussie cricketers there. Good boys. Well done.
And economic crisis, what does that mean?
I think
they're talking about the floods and things like that.
Things aren't going well in Sri Lanka at the moment.
No.
This is Sri Lanka's economic crisis. Yes.
It doesn't say.
Oh, sorry. I'm right.
Impacted by the nation's worst. Yeah, so it must be Sri Lanka. You're right. They are having hard times.
They are.
Yep. Very hard times over there. So well done to the Aussie cricketers.
Well done.
Jim, if I said, who's the most informed man of the moment? So cricket, footy, whatever you want. Who do you reckon's on fire the most?
Don't know.
Nick Kyrgios. He has gone, he's won now 15 of his last 16 matches. He gave his good mate Alex de Minaur an absolute thrashing, 6-2, 6-3. He is flying. He's ready for the US Open coming up. So good on you, Nicholas. Keep going, my friend.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And you come sat too close to me. I've
got a cramp. Oh, no. He's got a cramp.
Yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday brag, out as fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I was awarded a life membership at our local football club last weekend.
I have listened to every single Rush Hour in 2022.
And the jokes, you love them?
Yeah, you're
unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday brag artist.
All right, brag artist time, Fat, and I'm Brucey Laird with the GC Scoop. I'm wandering out into the middle because...
What do you got?
My youngest, Fred, who, by the way, has got a pupil-free day today.
Yeah.
Bill, the
What's
more you
mean?
Spend on your kids' education, the less days they attend.
Spot on.
What I've found.
You're not telling me anything new there.
That's it. So even though it's Friday and 99.9% of kids are at school, he isn't.
Pupil-free.
But the brag artist is, Fat... He is finishing the footy season for his school in year 9.
Mm-hmm.
And for the third year in a row, he has been awarded colours. So Well done to him. You're unbelievable. He doesn't get congratulations too often from me, Fred, right. But colours in year 7, 8 and 9 for footy. So just well done to you, young man.
Tell the people what colours are, Jim.
Well, if you're in the top one or two players in your year, then the school awards you colours, which you then
put
attach
on your blazer.
To the pocket of your blazer. Yeah. Exactly right.
Guess what? I had no colours for academics.
You don't have to guess what that fat. We already knew.
What have I done? 4 out of 5 jokes this week.
Oh, no.
And, Jim, I'll be doing the Saturday
rub. How do you know 4 out of 5? Because
I've already ticked this one off. Because I know it's going to be a beauty. As long as we have a nice little buzzer that goes bzzz and buzzes out a word. Also, Jim, I'm going to Adelaide tomorrow. Another conference. I'm at another conference tomorrow. Ice Away Men's Shake. We are shaking the nation. You're so unbelievable.
Shaking the nation. You contracted to do the Saturday rub. You can't just bugger off to another state and do another job.
No, I'll be doing the rub over in Adelaide.
Oh, right.
Half an hour late. But I'll be over there doing the rub, Jim. Don't worry about that. And then I'm off to the conference and then a bit of speaking.
Where's the conference?
Adelaide Oval.
Oh, so you're going to the footy?
Yes, in a
you're
box.
You're going to Adelaide to go to the footy in a box?
Yes, Jim.
That is a disgrace.
It's a conference, Jim.
So guess 2 weeks ago you go to Launceston and just speak to Nuffies, and now you're going to Adelaide to watch the footy in a box.
And Perth. He was in Perth as well.
Yeah, that's conference. True. Conference was Brownless's. But guess who Adelaide are playing, Jim?
North. You'd know,
Jeez, how good is that?
So, Rabbits, turn that off, thank you. So, you'll give us nothing in the rub too. We'll have an hour and a half of nothing from you.
No, I'll go right early and then I'll just drift off.
Will you?
Yeah. Like
are you flying out tonight or tomorrow morning?
No, tomorrow morning, Jim.
Yeah. Oh, no. So, you'll be jet-lagged. 1-3-3-5-3. What are you giving away, Rabsy?
$100 grilled voucher and a Neverland store voucher as well. Their warehouse sale is back the 9th to the 11th of September. Prices from $15, 30 Warwick Avenue, Preston. Don't miss out.
All right, ring us now. 1-3-3-5-3. What have you got to brag about from this week?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Remember what we used to do? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Remember?
Oh, and Mondays.
Mondays and Fridays off. What happened to that fat?
Well, we got too popular.
Prague artist right now, though. Clayton's first in Coburg, Bill.
Yes, he is. G'day, Clayton.
Good afternoon, gents. How you going?
Good, mate. What are you bragging about today?
Well, I'm halfway through a couple of months of long service leave and I'm doing nothing, achieving nothing and loving it. In fact, I'm that unproductive at the moment. I'm making things look like a workaholic.
So no golf, no walking, no nothing?
Absolutely nothing. Ben's having a way of a time.
That's perfect. Jeez, that's good.
Good on you. Well done. How old are you, Clates?
Oh, I'm 58, mate.
Well done. Good on you.
Keep doing what you're doing, Clayton. That is gold. Stay there. Scotty's in Echuca. Hello, Scotty.
G'day, boys. How are we going?
Good, Scotty. How's Echuca?
It's a bit gloomy.
Gloomy. All right. What are you doing?
Mate, I loaded the family in the car and drove all the way to Adelaide for Frozen the Musical.
And
halfway through, realised they were serving Hornikins.
It took you halfway, did it?
Oh, we got there early.
Oh, mate. How is Frozen? Is it good or not?
Oh, it's horrendous.
Oh, well done.
I love it. Stay there, Scotty. That's good. Yeah. Kev up at Ferntree Gully. Hello, Kev.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, Kev.
Good, mate. What are you bragging about?
It's not me. It's my kids. I've got two kids in the grand finals, respective teams, this Sunday. And my youngest, who he did his ACL start of the year. Ooh. And he's only 12, but he gave a really really beaut speech the other night to the boys that brought him to tears and, you know, of course, everyone else. But, he's been struggling and loving it and fighting it and all the rest this year. And also to my daughter, who's, she's playing for Anglesey this year. So, but she's in the grand final on Sunday as well. And they're 2 hours apart from each other.
Yeah, you are.
So, Kev.
Yeah.
Your young bloke did his ACL and he's back to play in the granny.
He gave a speech. He's the emotional. He's the assistant coach. Assistants coach this year. So.
I was going to say that's a bloody good effort.
What's his first name, Kev?
Will.
Good on you, Will. Bloody oath. He can't play, but he's given him a speech. He's pumped him up, and he'll get him over the line.
Good work.
Bloody oath.
Stay there, Kev. Righto, Hamish Brunswick East, Bill.
Hello, Hamish.
Yeah, JB, Fat, Gracie, how are you?
Good, Hamish. What do you got for us?
I'm bragging about my older sister, actually. She's an ICU nurse in at Royal Melbourne, so in the trenches the last few years. And during that time, she also bought her first unit in Pasco Vale and fitted that out. So hats off to my sister.
Oh. You're so unbelievable.
That's quality, Bill.
Well, yeah, we don't pump up our sisters much, do we? We usually fight with them. But that is very nice of you, Hamish, to say that about your sister. Good boy.
Yeah. Cheers, lads.
Good on you.
Stay there, home. Dave Armstrong Creek. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Jim and Bill.
Hello, well, Dave. How's Dad?
Oh, yeah, great, mate. Oh, no. Well, it's like this. The family, we've all heard Bill brag about his footy.
Yes.
Jim about his cricket.
Yes.
But I reckon I can knock you both off.
What did you do?
Back in the 80s, played for a team that you'd probably remember, VFA, Red West.
Red West?
Yes, in the early 80s.
And then they became Geelong West.
That's correct.
Yep.
And we played a team called Preston.
Yeah.
Ooh. And the final scores of that game were Preston, 75 goals, 44.
Ooh.
The Red West, 1-2. And that put us in the Guinness Book of Records.
Wow.
Wow. You're so unbelievable.
Lost by 74 goals, Dave.
Dave.
Well, yeah, and would you believe we kicked the first goal?
You did not. Did Dennis Irvin play with you guys?
Sorry?
Dennis Irvin.
No. That was only under 19.
So 75 goals, 44 is 494, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
There's a good part of the story. We only had 15 players, and the Preston supporters were so impressed that we actually played. They chipped in and got us a couple of slabs of frothies for on the way home.
Oh, good work. Stay there, Dave. Filthy's in Romsey, Bill.
I want to know what Dave was bragging about. Filthy.
Bill, Jim.
What are you ringing us for, Filthy?
Oh, I've just quit my job.
Oh, righto.
For 4 years, so I'm a little bit excited, a little bit nervous for the next chapter, but yeah.
What are you doing? What is the next chapter, Filth?
Well, I'm buying my own excavator. I'm going out on my own, so it's a bit of a,
Good on you.
You're unbelievable.
You don't know, do you, Filthy? It's a bit of a, you've got to be ballsy to quit your job. You've had it for 4 years, and now he's going out on his own. So good luck to you. If I needed excavating, I'd, whatever it is, I'd
have you got Filth before he goes? Have you got a company name we can plug for you?
Oh, Phil Glasson Excavations.
Righto. Yeah, you've gone out on a limb there with the name. That's good.
Out there in Romsey, if you need an excavator, Filthy's your man.
If you want to get filthy, ring Phil.
Oh, I love
that's it.
It.
All right, Bill.
I might work on something. We should do.
Just
we
see
should
if
bring
you can
back.
Help him, Bill, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
Fat and skinny. We might bring it back for Phil.
We might. We might bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or in other words, Jim, you do something for Phil.
You know what
so
I loved here?
Who'd you like?
Scott from Echuca packed the family up, went to Adelaide and watched Frozen. That is very nice of Scotty. So well done, Scotty.
$200 Neverland store voucher headed to you, mate.
Good on you, boys. Well done.
And Haim in Brunswick East, his beautiful sister, been doing it hard in the ICU and just finished renovating her unit. Haim, this is coming your way.
Well, $100 grilled voucher for you, mate.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Thanks, Shaq, for Amos.
You won't be able to resist their new mouth-watering salt, bush and pepper onion rings from Grilled as well. 100% natural, gluten-friendly and vegan.
And all the best to Will, who did his ACL. He's not playing in the grand final, but he pumped up his teammates. So
I like that.
Good on you, Willie.
Like that, Bill. Good helping.
Nice. Good helping, Jim.
Nice helping.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great Britain, then America, Ukraine, and then Azerbaijan. A sad story, this one, Jim, and unfortunately a lot of country clubs are in the same boat as the Quambatook Football Netball Club. They're going to finish up this year. Even if they win the premiership, they're in the finals. They're currently sitting third on the ladder, and they are a proud club. They're 111 years old, So they've been going a long, long time, Jimmy boy. But unfortunately, with no juniors, so it means no juniors means no mums and dads come along to the game, and that means there's no volunteers to help out with the, you know, with the club, with the, anything in the kitchen or whatever it is. So they're going to fold, which is really, really sad.
It is.
My brother-in-law is from there, Mark Ryan. He's going up tomorrow. There's a heap of them going back because it's their last home game in the regular season. They're going to, as I said, going to play finals. But a big home game at Quambatook tomorrow. And then
and that's it. And there's nothing more after that.
Well, they'll play finals and see
no,
how they
go. No, but I'm saying, yeah, once the season's done, she's yibbity-yibbity.
Mate, that's it. They fold after 111 years. That's
surely
sad.
There's something that can be done about it, Fat.
Well, unfortunately, mate, there's a lot of it happening in the country. There's a lot of these smaller towns. Like, Quambatook's about 300 k's from Melbourne, and there's about 300 people live in the town. The pub closed for a year or two.
That's really?
So, and you know what these country footy clubs are like? They are, that's the whole
heart
town.
And soul.
Exactly. Hmm. Functions around the footy club. So bloody sad to read that. And Marco was telling me about this. So it's disappointing, but I think it's all done and dusted there. Yeah. So it's a shame. But all the best to Quambatook. Of course, they're best known for their tractor pull. They have a Quambatook tractor pull every year, and people come from everywhere.
Well, as you were telling me about this, I had a look on Google Maps, and did you know that Quambatook has got some of the weirdest named towns around it I've ever heard of?
No, give me
Tawanini.
Jill.
Birri Willock.
Jeez. Wow.
Barraport.
Barraport, yes.
Our favourite. Bort.
Banneker.
And Bill, the one that I thought would tickle your fancy.
What?
Titty Bong.
Oh, no. It's not a joint called Titty
it's
Bong.
It's called Titty Bong.
Oh, it'll be cold there. There is called a joint.
Lalbert, Bill, it's called Titty Bong.
I've got it, Jim. I've got it here right now. Let's have a look. Crikey. I don't think it's a town. It's just a name.
Bill, it's a town called Titty Bong.
While you look at Titty Bong, Bill, we're going to go to an ad break. It's the Rush Hour Triple M.
All the best to Quambatook.
Yes, all the best.
Yep.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Number three, here we go. How many laps are there around Mount Palomaran?
On Monday, we are live from San Remo.
JB and Billy love an away trip.
So what we're calling you is road trip rattles.
So we're going on tour.
They've been everywhere, man.
Thanks to our van RV, the Rush Hour hits the road.
Hit the road, fat.
For the largest range of caravan parts and accessories in Melbourne, check out ourvanrv.com.au.
Well, I tell you what.
What?
The owner down there, old Dangerous Pete Williams, he better roll the red carpet out to us, Fat.
He will.
We're bringing the number one show in town to the San Remo Hotel.
Yes.
Award-winning bar and dining, I'm reading.
Oh, no, very nice. Very
so,
nice.
So down we come, and we bring the heat down to his establishment.
Yep.
So Pete better get ready for us.
Exactly. Well, I think me and Rabs are going to camp the nights at the five-star accommodation. Well, I don't know about five stars. But anyway, San Remo is the joint. Pete Williams is your host. And gave a tip last week, Jim. He got a tip, paid $104.
Are you going with this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to? Well, and he told all the boys at the footy club, didn't tell the punters in his group, in his WhatsApp group, are they filthy?
Filthied up.
Filthied right up. So come on, Pete, you're better than that. But this is a nice little country pub. We'll love it. We'll have a good time there. We'll be there live. And we want as many people as possible to come along. We'll have a quiz.
Yes.
We'll give away some prizes.
Mm.
It's my understanding, Fat, that the seniors, what do they call them, the masters, the old boys that still play for the old boys from Phillip Island, have got their granny on Sunday.
Oh, no.
So a couple of the old boys are going to drift across on the barge and front up to the San Remo, win, lose or draw, they're a bit loose.
Well, what happens if they bring the cup in, Jim? We're in trouble.
We're in all sorts. And then, of course, Pete gets loose. He gets up on the bar.
He gets on the pool table.
Pool table. And you two, old Fat and Fat, you'll stay around and get loose.
Jim, wow.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, stand by.
By the way, ourvanrv.com.au, Rabs, if you want to check out the Seascape caravans, which are absolutely magnificent.
Unreal they are. And by the way, we're going to head down early, watch the pelicans get fed.
What time's that?
Midday.
I'm not going that. Jeez.
We're really looking forward to heading to San Remo, though, on Monday. So get down, if you can, 4 to 6 at the San Remo Hotel. Probably it's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Probably not the pelicans.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Billy's joke has been copied on another radio station.
That's a disgrace.
That's because that girl did it.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called plagiarism.
No! Yeah! Xavier Ellis going to join us shortly from the West. A big weekend over there. He's been trying to play footy, which I think is astounding, especially when you look at the nick he's in. And then, of course, the Derby over there. Idiot song from Matty Haywood. Superb. Joke. We give away the major prize for the supercar, of course.
Joke.
And then the joke at the end. And then you just head off into your Friday night.
And you might smile.
Now, Bill.
You might. Jim, round 22.
Yes.
Or did you have something?
Well, I've got something before you.
Right.
Because, of course, not Dead Set Legends. What are they? Armchair Experts.
Yeah.
Are running the greatest moments in AFL history.
Oh, yes.
And
exactly.
You, with the goal after the siren, I thought very lucky to sneak through to the second round.
Defeated Eddie Betts.
But now you're up against the bearded Malcho when he snapped it over his shoulder to win the grand final for Sydney.
And?
Guess what?
I won.
53.3%.
Yes.
For the bearded Malcho.
Oh.
So that's your run ended. You got to the second round.
Well, I was happy with that, to be honest.
Were you?
46%. They came, the Rush Hour fans.
Not really.
They did.
Not
they really. Helped me out, so they tried their best. I couldn't do it. So it was a nice goal by Malcheski, actually. Mm-hmm. And it was in a grand final.
It was.
Mine was only a semi-final or something.
Right, okay, so really not as good.
No, but mine was a lot further.
Brown, as he hasn't had the best of
days. No, thank you, Radzi.
That was now, a grand final.
A couple of games to look at, round 22.
Yes.
Important game, St Kilda, Brisbane. You're there at Marvel. I tell you what, we want to see a better St Kilda tonight, Jimmy boy.
Don't we just. What do you represent as a club is
yes,
what I reckon.
It.
Saints fans coming here tonight
yep.
want that question answered. What do we stand for? Give me 2 hours of leave nothing out there, as the old saying goes.
Spot on, Jim. And I want to see King and a few of these other boys have a bit of fun tonight.
Yep.
Old King, he looks like he just doesn't smile. He's never not happy. So get out there, kick some goals and enjoy yourselves. That is an interesting game.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, Western Bulldogs Giants. I know the Giants aren't going that well and they miss Toby Green, but there's a bit of history between these two,
there
as
is.
We know. And they've dropped Keith again, Alex Keith. That's twice.
Killing Teeth.
Killing Teeth, Keith. And twice in the last 5 weeks, Jim, which is interesting. And
they can't get their back six sorted out at all. It's the Achilles heel of the Western Bulldogs, so that is interesting.
Sam Darcy does help that. He'll help that in the future, of course. And Bruce has been arrested or managed Jimmy Boy there. Another interest. Oh, what about the Cats? Four ins for the Cats. Have a listen to this quartet, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Lixarves, Dangerfield, Rowan and Selwood. It's not a bad four to come into your side, is it?
Just as they get ready for the finals. I don't have a great interest in that game, though. But Melbourne, Melbourne Carlton has got huge interest. Now with Cripps playing, thank God from a Blues point of view he is, because my goodness, they had Sam Walsh and no one else to run through the middle.
Sarah.
Against the best midfield in the comp, nearly, at the MCG.
That is
a big game and on Saturday night.
Dropped to Koning. Pitney comes back in, but they've dropped to Koning, which is very interesting there. Silvani stays in that side, of course. So that is a very interesting game. And the match of the round, Sydney and Collingwood, Jim. Sydney have won 5 in a row. Collingwood have won 11 in a row. They travel well. Very interesting game. Isaac Heaney's 150th game too.
What a champ he's been, by the way. How do you tip against Collingwood? Like, explain to me how you do that.
Well, I reckon the last 5 weeks a lot of us have, thinking they can't win, they can't win, they can't win again, they can't win again. And guess what, Jim? They've won again. So, but I do like Sydney up there. They play the SCG pretty well. So I think Sydney will win. But you say that, and Collingwood will win.
Well, and then it sets up a final round encounter on Sunday, Rabbits, with the Blues at the Triple MCG with arguably a final spot on the line for Carlton. They'll have 90,000 at that.
They will be. That's why it'd be great to have Carlton in the finals, Jim. You've said that before, but it would be good to have Carlton in the finals there.
Can Melbourne win the flag?
Yes.
From this position they're in right now.
So, you know, they can. Yes, they can. If they play their best footy, we all know how good their best footy is, Jim. They're slowly getting there. They show some good parts and then they drift off a bit. But, you know, Melbourne, they can win this and they should finish top four. They could finish sixth if they lose the next two.
No, they could
finish
but,
right down.
I'm not as fussed on where they finish. They've got to get their connection forward to the centre circles
always
right.
Always been the problem.
You can't keep getting it in there 60 times and not kicking a score that's going to win you a game of footy.
He's spot on. So that's where Benny Brown and Fritsch and all these boys, you're right, the connection. And I don't know what they do that because it fired – They was unbelievable during the finals. I just keep thinking back to that Geelong game when they smashed them.
Yeah, they did. But a lot of that came from the midfield. You can't rely on that all day, every day. Jason Horne-Francis is not playing in Adelaide for North Melbourne.
Now
had 13 last week. I didn't see the game, so I don't know whether they were a good or a bad 13, but that's an interesting thing from the club to do.
And he's an Adelaide boy, so he would have gone home to see his parents and mates. That is interesting. He's going to play VFL, Jim. And they also dropped Greenwood, North Melbourne. Yeah. And Feathers Walker.
Plugs.
Are they going that well, are they? They can drop those three.
I don't know. I didn't see the game last week. But Cunnington comes in, and that is a big, big tick for him and his state of health, of course, which is the only thing we care about, but also the club will love it.
Where will Alistair Clarkson be this week?
Hopefully watching North Melbourne.
Because if he's there, he's coaching them. If he's watching the Giants game, Jim, Western Bulldogs and the Giants at Marvel,
right,
he might be coaching them.
Oh, okay. So Bill, thanks for the insight.
Well, it is. It'll be interesting to see where Clarko is this weekend. I might see him over in Adelaide, might have a couple of frothies with Clarko.
By the way, the Hampton Rovers senior women's team take on Albert Park in the grand final, Division 2, this weekend at Trevor Barker Oval. They're unbeaten since 2019. They haven't lost a game since 2019. 24 games in a row for the Hampton Rovers.
Go Rovers!
Since you've brought that up, geez, they better win tomorrow, Rabsy, or you're in trouble.
Go
the Rovers.
That's it. And also good luck to Albert Park, their opponents as well. It's the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
The Repco Supercars Championship will return to Victoria for the Penrite Oil Sandown Super Sprint from the 19th to the 21st of August. Rosie, and all week we've been telling people to head to triplem.com.au to win an awesome prize for that event.
We have, and we will announce the winner of the big package. But there's 10 lots of ground passes to give away as well, plus everybody who we've spoken to this week, Brian, Lauren, Sarah, Wayne, Brandon, they are all going with a merch pack.
A merch pack.
I'd like to also acknowledge these people who we haven't got to yet, but who I'd like to send along to Sandown.
Because they're runners-up.
Yes. Trevor from Garfield. He has an HSV Monaro that he has put together with big extractors, dual 3-inch exhausts.
Yeah. Yep.
He's going to be driving it to the Monaro Nationals in Queensland at the end of September. They didn't make many of these in Australia, but it's, you know, pretty good. Mm. And he's 71 years old.
No.
Good on you, Trev from Garfield.
That's it, Trev.
Paul from Croydon's got a 72 LJ Tirana XU1 that he's been doing up with his brothers. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. Kyle has a tricked up Ford Fiesta. He wrote, good for a laugh.
Ford Fiesta.
Come on, Kyle.
King of Kings. I'm about Binz's size around the guts, bald as an egg, red ginger beard, and roll around in this little whiz banger. It's a 1.8 litre 2001 Ford Laser.
Fiesta.
The moans and groans getting in and out are getting louder. Thanks for the laughs. So I like that, Kyle.
That's good, yes.
Dave from Bendigo has a beautiful 1969 Ford XT Fairmont that has great family importance, so you're going along as well. And Samuel from Berwick has three cars. He's got a burnout car, he's got a ute, and he's also got...
I don't know if you're allowed to have burnout cars.
Well, I didn't read out his address. Anyway, right. Sam. Well done.
Here we go. The winner.
Weekend double pass to the Penrite Earl Sandown Super Sprint. Course, car ride, grid walk, merchandise pack, all valued at $3,400, Rosie.
Hose, we were going to get Bill to choose the winner, but we realised very quickly that no one knows less about cars. So you are our winner chooser.
Oh, it's such a big pressure, but I loved everybody.
Come on, Hose.
Thank you. All right, Darren Parker, you have won. Because you have turned a written-off VF Commodore into a seven-second drag car. It's amazing. It's got the roll bars. It's got the, you know, meshy things inside. And he's going to sprint that thing like nothing else.
Ooh. Darren, good. Well done to Darren. Ring us now. No, he's not answering. Righto. Well, we're going to have a chat to him. He's not picking up the phone, so he can get stuff. But he's won $3,500 worth of magnificent gear, thanks to Triple M and, of course, our good friends at Repco.
Yeah, the Repco Supercars Championship, of course, in Victoria. Penrite Oil Sandown Super Sprint, 19th to the 21st of August.
It's a weekend double pass to the Penrite Oil Sandown Super Sprint. Course, car ride, grid work, walk and merchandise pack, all valued at $3,400.
Mm. So, Hose, can people see his chariot online? How do they do that?
We will put something on our socials for sure. Nice. Well done.
Well done. Well done, Rosemary. You picked the ball up well and ran with it, because I'm still picking the ball up.
Was it as impressive as Tommy Lee's post on Instagram last night?
No, certainly. Oh, that was good. That wasn't bad, actually.
Thanks for that feedback, Bill.
I'd stop talking, Bill.
Yes.
Xavier Alice joining us next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So add Ad-lib.
Yeah. Ad-lib. Right now we're joined by the star of the Zav, Michelle and Baz for Breakfast Show over in Triple M Perth, Xavier Alice.
Our next guest played 120 AFL games for Hawthorn and West Coast, winning a flag in 2008.
Number 8, Xavier Ellis.
And if you're in Perth or on the Listener app, you can hear him with Zave, Michelle and Baz for Breakfast.
Yeah. If you're not going to hit your goals, rethink things.
I always thought, though, you know too, you'd set goals. You're not meant to achieve every goal.
No, exactly.
You're meant to fail along the way. That's what makes you stronger, Baz. Yeah.
Look at us, X-Men.
Look at us, failures the whole way through.
Please welcome Xavier Ellis.
Oh, carved a nice little niche out for himself over there in the West as our man X. And
I'm hearing
he
that
played thing. All those games, of course, for Hawthorn and then went over to the West Coast, but also now has played for West Coast Cowan.
Oh, no.
Who the hell are they, X?
JB, Bill Rabs, good afternoon. They're C5 over here, C5 division. I don't think you can get... Well, there was fourths on after, but I'm not certain it was fully serious, that one. But, yeah, C5s. I lost a bet last derby to a Fremantle supporter. It cost me a Fremantle membership to him, and then I had to play a game of footy, which I thought he'd forget about, but turns out he didn't, and C5s for City Beach.
And I'm hearing you played in the forward pocket, and the little fat back pocket that you lined up on kicked the first goal of the game. He ran down all the way, kicked a goal. You were nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, I banked on the turnover, Bill. C5s, you don't expect four or five passes in a row to go to hand. But, the little chode who sat next to me, nice guy too, actually. They were tipping me winners at Carnarvon the next day and everything. But, we lost on the siren and my bloke kicked the first of the game. So not only did I not get a kick, he probably kicked the one that mattered the most.
Oh, how'd you cover the ground, X? Because I'm looking at photos of the game and, you're not quite at playing weight.
Nah, Jim, you probably don't understand. Bill, I reckon you might be in this. Yes. Some days you look in the mirror and think, shit, I'm looking okay.
You're going all right.
I thought that. I thought that when I went out. And then I've seen visions. There was a video, so a bloke put together a video package, which wasn't over flattering, but no, I look shocking. I really look absolutely appalling. My wife put up a photo, which even then I started to think, geez, I'm shocked she's with me. So, I had a thought about it. Need to drop a couple of kilos, but that'll happen in due course.
I tell you what else is the problem. You're white. You look like a pom. Mate, everyone's brown over there. Everyone's got plenty of sun, and you are white. Terribly.
I am white. Yeah. Mate, I'm looking at you, Bill. You look like a penis. You've got a bald noggin. That's all I can see is just the top of your head.
I'm a thumb.
That's all I can see.
Good photo with Emily too. She's having a frothy, laughing while you limp off with a hammy.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I've played one game for West Coast County. They've got to please explain by the waffle because it wasn't a CUB product. So that sort of suggests that the wife's pretty similar to me. I think she smuggled that into the handbag. So, we've got to sort through that in due course too.
No, she's got the Gage Rhodes in hands, the boutique brewer over there. Now, she is a part of the O'Connell family, X, and that is West Australian football royalty.
Yeah, the Claremont Ground, the team which you're familiar with, Jim. It was the O'Connell Grandstand for ages. Yep. It's now the O'Connell change rooms and all the whiz bang there. And of course, a couple of the sons played for West Coast, and then one of Fitzroy, and then obviously John O'Connell. Not many remember in the 40s played 90 games or 88 games or something for the Mighty Cats, Bill. Big part in Polly Farmer heading to Geelong. So he left, and Polly turned up. Ooh. So that's. That's their journey. Bloody good footy family.
Bloody oath, Aaron. Does she like her footy or was she laughing at you?
It's funny. Quite a few people turned up and I actually felt like I was being bullied. Every time they went near it, they laughed at me. And, dear old Pam O'Connell, the grandmother, she rips in. It's a disgrace. But if they're not picking on you, they don't love you. That's what I say.
Oh, I played, I remember, and they kept calling me the bloody Michelin man. It was driving me mad. They thought it was Michelin funny. Man. Speaking of royalty, Josh Kennedy, what a star. Yeah. 8 goals in his last game. Much loved over there. What would he do now that he's finished footy?
So he's spoken about moving Northampton. So Northampton, Bill's just a tiny, tiny town north in Western Australia. Paddy Cripps' territory, Jamie Cripps, Josh Kennedy. There's quite a few others that are. Paul Hazelby's come from this tiny town.
Harry.
So I think he's going to move. Yeah, Harry Taylor. He's going to move move back towards Geraldton and give the kids. He's got two daughters. A country upbringing, but I've sort of suggested that the coin he's been earning, he maybe could have a weekend house in Geraldton and then maybe something a little bit closer to home.
No, but is he a footy nut? Would he get into coaching or does he love his footy? Does he watch any other games of footy?
There's every chance he will never watch a game of football again, Bill. I was saying someone earlier that AFLPA questionnaire or something, who is the performer in the media who lacks the most knowledge or something? That was the question. And Joshy put me down and sent me a photo. I think it was funny. I said, mate, put someone else down. That'll come back on me. And he went through the list.
Didn't know
and hadn't heard of any others. So I went in there. And you reckon, Jim, I hear you talk about reptile mates.
Yep.
I've never, ever, ever come across a group of bigger reptiles than Josh Kennedy's, mate. I had one night. And if I die early, it's because this bloke called Falcon swooped on me. All I remember leaving was when they asked where you've been, you just tell them the Falcon swooped. And that's all I remember happening at his wedding. Ooh, yeah, not reptiles.
We need to get to a break with you, X. We've got the big derby coming up in Perth this weekend.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I haven't even heard it yet and it stinks.
We're joined by Xavier Ellis all the way from Triple M Perth.
Oh, we've got the derby coming up, Freo West Coast. This one maybe not quite the sting attached to it that others have been, just because West Coast aren't going as well as they could be, X. But over the journey, these have provided us with some of the great highlights of seasons past.
Yeah, it's a little bit unfortunate how flat it is at the moment, because you're right, Jim, in the past, especially, you know, the first times with Gardner and Pavlich punching on and the Carr brothers and the Eagle Stars punching on. But, I mean, no Josh Kennedy, no Tim Kelly. They're going to find it a little bit hard this week. But Fremantle are playing for something. So I think if West Coast get within 10 goals, I think they'll probably walk off and think, well, that wasn't as bad as it could have been. Because they're heavily undermanned and had an absolute shocking season. And Fremantle are playing for, they'll say, top two.
Whose game is it? Whose home game? Because the crowds have dropped off a little. If it's Freo, they'll get 50 plus. Is the weather looking good?
No, it's going to have 20 mils of rain. So it's all it does over here.
And they like the rain.
No, they're not big in the rain. No. But, Jim, when I moved over, they don't tell you that you can't go to the beach after 10 o'clock in summer because it blows its ring out.
Yeah.
And in winter, it just piles down. It just absolutely piles down.
It didn't used to rain like that. I don't know what's going on with the weather over there. It used to be beautiful in the winter.
Yeah, winter. I'm trying to get into the Gulf. We can't get out there. It's just a little nine-holer here and there, and you have a few stubbies after, and tell the wife you've been to the gym. But the weather doesn't let you do that at the moment.
Luke Jackson, he's on his way, isn't he?
Look, 99% he's on his way. Why else would Melbourne be meeting with Grundy? I think it's done and dusted. I just don't think they need him, to be honest. They've got, you know, Sean Darcy won their best and fairest last year, so. Sean Darcy can't play forward, he's not a forward, but and Luke Jackson doesn't take many marks inside the forward half and doesn't kick many goals either. So $1 million and Sean Darcy would be on a reasonable contract as well. There's a lot of money tied into two ruckmen who are going to play 50-50, I'd imagine.
And David Mundy finishes up at the end of the year. What a superstar he has been.
Oh, and I think he described himself as a battler. I mean, if there's no greater Rolls Royce than Dave Mundy, and his football got better and better and better. He's 4 years older than me, believe it or not, and still going around. And imagine, like, I stand there in the mirror and think, Christ almighty, I can't walk. It's not good. And Dave Mundy's still, you know, fit as a fiddle, looks good, moves well, had 36 touches the week he retired. So he's still finding the footy. But maybe that might be the lift for, nephew of yours, Jim, Andy, and those guys to try and lift a little bit. I know you can't find anything more than 100%, but the sentimental and whatnot of a champion leaving might just give him that little extra push over the line.
Does Andy win the Brownlow?
Oh, it'd be very good for my kid's education if he did, Bill.
you've had a crack early. Yeah,
I found a little bit early at the start of the year. Yes. So, I think same theory as Ollie Wines last year. They won plenty of games. There's not really pole stealers for Fremantle. I can't really think of any with Fife not playing. So I imagine that the three votes and two votes, a lot of those games are probably going to fall Andy's way.
It's a wrong, maybe.
Mind you, Lachie Neal has had a very, very good second half of the year, X.
You're right. And Andy has slowed a fraction and they've lost a couple more games. So, and of course, Clary Oliver, I think we forget how good he was for large portions there before his thumb broke. So And you're going to the Brownlow gym, and I imagine that's why, just to support the nephew.
Yeah. I'm going on the demand of my better half. I'm telling you right now, I'm taking one for the team, is what I'm doing.
What are the odds, Bill? He's interviewed on Brownlow night if Andy gets up.
Well, he hates it, right? He hates going along. It's the worst night ever. But all of a sudden, he's found not just one, two seats there. And you watch, if Andy wins, Uncle James, yes, Uncle James, you're the one. And at the breakfast show, how's it going over there? Now called Zav, Michelle and Baz.
Ah, look, Bill, the order used to be Basil and Zav, and now I come in first drop, so you can imagine who's taking the big pay pack at home. It's probably me.
I don't think you are.
No, you're right there. I think one takes about 80% and the rest fight it out. But no, mate, we're scraping away. We're not the number one seed at the moment. There's been a few little changes here and there, but it's all good fun.
Now, you know, Willis has normally got a pretty confident sort of approach to things.
Absolutely.
Pretty up and about, and he approaches conversations with people with ebullience.
Yeah.
Until he runs into Luke Hodge, which I experienced last week. We were leaving the ground,
right,
and X was up and about and this and that. He's clicking himself. His fingers, he's rolling around, and suddenly Hodgie jumps out of the car.
And
if he could, X has gone whiter.
Couldn't
I didn't realise he had your pills in his hand as much as he does.
Oh, no, I'm dead frightened of Hodgie. Christ almighty. If he said jump, I say how high. I don't know why.
What's wrong with you?
Well, there's a story. Campbell Brown tells a story where Hodgie actually threatened to bash him on the footy field and just told him to go sit on the bench. And Brownie ran off and they said, what are you doing, Brownie? I said, Hodgie told me to come here. I can't go back on. Hodgie wants to fight me. Mate, he's just a scary man. In fairness to Hodgie, if there was ever a favour needed, he'd do it in a heartbeat, but geez, it takes a bit of courage to ask for it. Love him dearly, and there's still a bit of tension between the Norm Smith. He knows it should be at my joint in Doubleview, but he's still a bit regretful about how that's all played out.
Yes, exactly. You were very good that day.
Half time.
Yeah, and then who has got his measurement, Jim? Hodgie's.
No one. Toyota tour. It took him out the front, wrestle, and he was apparently, according to Spud, he was like a Labrador puppy on his back, Hodgie, and then Ruff tried to chip in and he ended up in the exact same position.
Not unusual for Ruff to dive in second just to see what's happening. But my first ever intra club, I was still at school doing year 12. Hodgie and Shane Crawford had a throw-up, so they were at it. And Hodgie, he is the fusser or whoever's the king of the pack. Christ.
I love it, X. Great chatting to you always, mate. Enjoy the derby weekend in Perth.
Good on you, Jim. See you, Bill, you fat prick, mate.
And you can catch the Zav, Michelle and Baz for Breakfast podcast on the Listener app.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
John Travolta on the dance floor. Wowee, was I on fire? Somebody stop me. Triple
M. So what we were finding with the idiot file days gone by is Matty Haywood was having so much stuff that he wasn't using. It was hitting the cutting room floor and it was liquid gold and we just weren't getting to it. Every second week with the idiot file, we had to find something for the off weeks.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So we came up with the idiot song.
Mm.
We can put the same stuff in, but it's to a song, not just to an idiot file. And he's taken it to a whole new level, Matty.
Has he?
I absolutely love it.
I don't.
We got one here.
No.
Hit play, please, rabbits.
And it is their 1,000th gold medal that Australia have won.
We have another
1,000th.
A third go.
999 plus one.
Did I tell you about Oscar Bertacchi?
Oh, no.
I mean Piastri. Bertacchi. Come on in the morning.
Pistastri. I go to bed feeling the same way. I ate four alphabet soup today. Cans of alphabet soup today.
Oh, no. Hey there,
baby. Jake Kolodziejczyk. I could use just a little hit. It can't start a fire. How do South Australians pronounce Lego? This gun's for hire. I've got to do my due diligence. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Now, I don't know what the pills were the vet gave him, but, gee, they taste kind of peppermint-y.
Oh, what?
They taste like peppermint.
Peppermint-y. Oh, no.
And Caleb, his name Daniel, little Daniel. I shake his
world off my shoulder. What's his name?
Caleb. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. opening ceremony last night. Charles and Camilla arrived in an Aston Martin jeep.
Aston.
Yeah. Them. So you gotta stay hungry. Yum, yum, yum. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast
on the night. I'm dying for some action. Taking a couple of Panadol. Popped a couple of Panadol. As you can see, I'm still having trouble with it, Radzi.
Gotta get back out there.
Well, you say it quickly. Popped a couple of Panadol.
Popped a couple of Panadol. Oh!
I've heard Deb Clifford.
The penultimate. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. 105.1 Triple M, Dancing in the Dark with Mike Brady. I know it's not Mark Brady, you
flog. Mike Brady.
I know it's not Mike Brady.
I had a bloke come up to me the other day.
Yeah.
And he said to me, Bill has to be putting that on.
Yes.
And I said, for him to put that on, you're crediting him with being smarter than he is. He's not smart enough to be able to put it on. It's just what comes out of his mouth.
Yes.
No. Yes.
Good song. It's a bloody good song.
No, it's
anyway.
A magnificent song.
Well done, yes.
And stuff in it was good too.
Wasn't bad, Jim. Bit bullying, but anyway, we move on.
Bullying.
Move on. Poor old Fat.
Is that different to cowing? Bullying.
Bullying. Bullying, Jim. No, good song. Well done. Good show.
All right, so Fruity Joke.
Yes. Yes.
And?
Yes.
Last week's was very fruity.
I know. And we've had some feedback, so we just got to pull back a bit, Jim.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Flock of 80s Friday on Triple M, and that is...
Haven't you heard? Definitely.
Pour some sugar on me. This is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Now, Bill.
Yes, James.
I am here at Marvel.
I tell you what, James.
What are you saying?
St Kilda. They've got to fire up tonight. Feeding the real St Kilda stand up tonight. You don't know what you're going to get with St Kilda, Jim. They're good. They're okay. They're terrible. Oh, they annoy me a bit, to be honest. So stand up tonight if you're fair dinkum.
Well, they have to win tonight. Otherwise, she's yibbida-yibbida, basically. I mean, technically, Bill, they can lose both and somehow sneak in, but they've got a very poor percentage.
Yes.
They would rely on everyone around them losing every game from here on in. So this is the last chance corral for this mob, and I'm with you. Let's see what you stand for as a club and an organisation over the next couple of hours. I totally agree.
Bloody oath. Yep. Righto, right. Rabs.
Now, here we go. Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Oh, no. Because you're not funny, man. Grow up. At least not on purpose.
Oh! All Jimmy right. Boy. Ah, so, shoo! How good was that, hey? Still
fruity. No, I'm moved on from that. You know, so we've got the Fruity Friday one.
Have you been reading all the remarks, Jim?
None.
You've got to actually smile and just...
None.
Just smile. Haven't read any. Have a bit of blood going through your veins. And
so here we go with the Fruity Friday one.
Be a funny man.
Yep.
Righto, Jim, here we go. Just trying to find a few jokes here, but finding it hard, but I've going back in time, Jim.
What do you mean?
Two nuns are riding through Paris, Jim.
No, Bill, done that one.
A family were driving to Lawn and there was a garbage truck in front of them and a dildo fell out of the...
Also done that one.
Me and Gav went to Thailand.
Never doing that one.
A family booked into a country motel, Jim.
I'm not doing it that one ever either. Thank you.
Right, Jim, here we go. I'll find one.
Come on.
Here we go. I will never forget my grandpa's last words, Jim.
Yes?
Stop shaking the ladder, you...
Oh, no.
Jace liked it.
Bill, you can't be telling that one. You can't be going there.
Dropped a bomb.
Oh, my God.
And now beep that out, please. Of course, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Probably
but
will,
poor old grandpa. He was going so well cleaning the gutters.
Oh.
Then he's not
That's
with
not
us.
A probe.
That's not a probe, Jim.
That's in on, a probe.
Come on, Jim.
That's really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, poor old Gramps.
Poor old Gramps. Not with us anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, the family checked in. It's into the country mode.
Yeah, that's not being told, that one.